Thank you very much. We'd like to welcome everybody to the Mesa City Council meeting for November the 20th. We excuse Councilmember Glover, who is absent. We're going to begin our meeting this afternoon with an invocation offered by Pastor Glenn Stadler of the Spirit of Hope Lutheran Church. Following that, we'll ask Vice Mayor Luna to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Welcome, Pastor. Please stand for the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we ask for your presence this night. Lord, we pray that you'd be with all people in this room, but also that you'd be with our representatives. Lord, we pray that you'd give them wisdom. We pray that you'd give them strength. That we pray, Lord, that you would give them guidance. Allow their lives to be a light to others and really to show a clear path of where this city should walk. So, Lord, we pray for that presence. We pray for your power. Be with us this night in your Son's name. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor. Councilmember Thompson tells me that you're his pastor and that you are soon to retire. So thank
six
you for
days.
6 days. Okay. Thank you for your great service, Pastor. The first item on our agenda today is awards and recognitions. And the first of those is recognition of Mountain View High School, who is the winner of the Imagine Mesa Mascot Challenge. I'd like to invite Steve Wright to come forward and Steve, explain to us why we're rewarding Mountain View High School.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and council members, as you know, we recently had a community initiative for 4 months, starting in July and ending in October, called Imagine Mesa. And this initiative sought to receive input and feedback from our residents about ways that we can make Mesa an even better place to live, work, and play. As part of that initiative, I got together with Sally and said, Sally, we need a sponsor to help with this part of the initiative. It's called the Mascot Challenge. And Sally went and talked to one of our great Mesa businesses, Gecko Incorporated. Gecko is one of the premier providers of embedded software and hardware systems for the aerospace industry and a Mesa-based business. And together they sponsored the Imagine Mesa Mascot Challenge. So this contest was a contest that involved all six Mesa Public School high schools, and they were to encourage, the student councils were to encourage their students to go out to the Imagine Mesa website, register, vote for their mascot, and then check out the different ideas that were on there, out on the Imagine Mesa website. After a brief 2-week period, the winner, by I think more than a couple hundred participants, was Mountain View High School. I was told that the 2-week period broke all the records for Imagine Mesa, with more than 5,600 participants participating during that two-week period. I think that's an indication that our high school kids know how to use technology. So, again, we congratulate Mesa Mountain View High School for winning the Mascot Challenge. Here to present the $2,000 check, which is what the winning high school receives, is Sally Harrison, the CEO, President of the Mesa Chamber, and Matthew Webster, representing Gecko Incorporated. As a quick note, Gecko also works closely with our high schools. They have three of their interns here that are actually from Mountain View High School, I think. And so we have those three interns here as well. So we asked them to come up, and then we'd like to have Mountain View High School representatives Peter Stratford, who is the student body president, and Maricruz Gonzalez-Mendez, who is the vice president, come up for a photo op. Mayor? Oh, and I think they've got somebody else coming up. I don't know that. What's the name of the Toro?
Toro.
Okay, well, exciting name.
Okay, guys, we're all going to stare at or wave at or look at this camera, okay? I think it is. congratulations to Mountain View, but also thanks to the Chamber and thank you to Gecko. Gecko is a wonderful business in our community, doing very, very well, and we appreciate the way you support our community by having interns from Mountain View and rewarding them like this. So thank you to both Webster and to Mountain View, Mr. Webster from Gecko, Sally from the Chamber, and thanks, Mountain View kids, for being here. We appreciate you. Similarly, next on our agenda is a proclamation presentation for the Purple Heart City. Tonight, we are proclaiming Mesa a Purple Heart City. Here to receive the proclamation is Jim Pomish, the commander of the local Chapter 472 Military Order of the Purple Heart, and Jerry Crosby from the Arizona Department, commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. I think we might have also some other Purple Heart recipients in the crowd today. We'd love to honor you as well. If you could please stand or raise your hand so we know that you are here. We'd like to include you. Thank you very much. Good to see you. Thank you very much, gentlemen. We appreciate you. Please step to the podium and we'll come down for a photo. Is there anything you'd like to say before we do that?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. My name is Jim Pomish, Commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Chapter 472, here in Mesa. We also cover Tempe and Chandler. In appreciation of the City of Mesa's support and recognition as a Purple Heart City, we'd like to present the city and you with this plaque. It says the Military Order of the Purple Heart Special Recognition Award is bestowed with pride to the Mesa, Arizona, for your dedication and support honoring America's combat wounded veterans, becoming the Purple Heart City, presented by the Patriot members of Chapter 472, Military Order of the Purple Heart of the USA.
Thank you very much. Well, let me join you at the podium to present the proclamation. I'd invite the council members, if you'd like to join in this photo opportunity and show our appreciation for the Purple Heart recipients. We appreciate that.
Mayor, could you read the proclamation?
Would you come
please?
Down there? I'll read it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
I've been requested to read the proclamation. Let me do that. It's very significant. It says, whereas we have the freedom to maintain our way of life because of the contributions and sacrifices of military service members, and whereas the citizens of the City of Mesa, Arizona have great admiration and the utmost gratitude for the men and women who selflessly serve our country in the armed forces, and whereas many men and women have sacrificed their lives in battle while serving our nation and were awarded the Purple Heart Medal posthumously, and whereas many citizens in our community were wounded in combat and were awarded the Purple Heart Medal in recognition of their bravery and service to our nation, and whereas we recognize and honor the sacrifice of our nation's men and women who were wounded or killed while proclaiming the freedoms we enjoy, now I, therefore, John Giles, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor of the City of Mesa, Arizona, do hereby proclaim the City of Mesa, Arizona as a Purple Heart City. So congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Let's orient this way towards the camera now for the photograph. Okay. We got that. You hold that. I'll hold this. Okay. Thank you,
Mayor. Arizona is a Purple Heart state. We have 15 counties in Arizona that are Purple Heart counties. And you're the 24th city or town in Arizona that has become a Purple Heart city or town. Your star will be noted on the National Purple Heart Trail, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, in Springfield, Virginia.
Thank you. Well, we're very honored to do that.
Sir.
Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you.
If you don't mind, I'm going to do a short plug for one of the business people that I just shook hands with. Jason was one of the brave young men that we just recognized as a Purple Heart recipient. He also, in the past few weeks, has opened a great business in downtown Mesa called The Cidery, the first hard cidery in the state of Arizona. I dropped by a week or so ago during the Mesa Music Festival, and it was wall-to-wall people. There's no question this is going to be a very, very successful business. And Jason mentioned that in front of his business, he's wondering if we can designate a parking space for recipients of the Purple Heart.
Oh, nice.
So I know that's part of his personal journey in opening this very successful business. So what a great, sure, we admire you and the way you've responded to being wounded in battle and being awarded the Purple Heart. So congratulations to you, too. Next, thank you. We will now proceed with the regular agenda, which is to take action on the consent agenda. Mr. Kevin Christopher will read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Maven. One-day event, Friday, December 8th from 3 p.m. until 2 a.m. Saturday, December 9th, 43 West 6th Avenue. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Venture Out Foundation of Arizona Incorporated. One-day event, Wednesday, January 17th, 5001 East Main Street. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Marisol Market, 726 East Broadway. Item 4A, act on 60-month lease purchase agreement for a replacement postage meter for the Business Services Department. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal of excess workers' compensation insurance and workers' compensation self-insurance surety bond. Item 4C, act on one-year renewal contract for heavy-duty truck brake and wheel parts for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase two replacement PM10 certified mechanical street sweepers with high dump capability for the Transportation Department as requested by the Fleet Services Department. This purchase is grant funded by the Maricopa Association of Governments and the Environmental Compliance Fee. Item 4E, act on 1-year term contract for repair and maintenance parts for the Denora Chlorine System for the Water Resources and Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Departments. Item 4F, act on 1-year renewal contract for landscape sprinkler and irrigation supplies for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Transportation and Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4G, act on 1-year renewal contract for boiler maintenance and repair services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4H, act on 3-year term contract for street sweeping services for the Transportation Department. Item 4I, act on 1-year renewal contract for pad-mounted switchgear for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4J, act on 1-year renewal contract for electric line clearance and tree trimming tree removal services for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4K, act on 3-year term contract for gas service regulators for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4L, act on 1-year renewal contract for Class 250 residential gas meters for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4M, act on 3-year term contract for fence, gate, and safety rail repair installation for the Transportation Department. Item 4N, act on contract to purchase a replacement oil tanker trailer for the Transportation Department as requested by the Fleet Services Department. This purchase is funded by the Local Streets Sales Tax Fund. Item 4O, act on contract to purchase two replacement storage arrays for the Information Technology Department. Item 4P, act on 3-year term contract for the upgrade and replacement of the Open Data Platform Solution for the Information Technology Department. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Gene Lewis Boxing Club and Youth Center to the Pascua-Yaki Tribe for their Every Child a Champion After School program, and authorizing the city manager to accept and administer subsequent awarded funds as a pass-through grant. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds for equipment for the Fire and Medical Department's Metropolitan Medical Response System Personal Protective Equipment Program. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a highway safety contract with the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety to accept grant funds for the Police Department's Traffic Division for overtime and employee-related expenses to enhance DUI and impaired driving enforcement throughout the city of Mesa. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a highway safety contract with the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety to accept grant funds for the police department's forensic services division toward the purchase of one liquid chromatograph mass spectrometer to enhance DUI and impaired driving enforcement throughout the city of Mesa. Item 5E, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a highway safety contract with the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety to accept grant funds to be used by the police department's traffic division for overtime, employee-related expenses, and supplies for selective traffic enforcement throughout the city of Mesa. Item 5F, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement for city share reimbursement with PPGN Ellsworth and PPGN Ray for reimbursement for regional sewer line improvements required by the city of Mesa in conjunction with a proposed residential development known as Cadence Parkway Phase 1 and 2, located at 9764 East Cadence Parkway. Item 5G, act on resolution approving the first substantial amendment to the City of Mesa Annual Action Plan for fiscal year 2017-2018 and authorizing the city manager to amend, sign, and submit the first substantial amendment to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Item 6A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to terminate the existing development agreement with Loop 202 and Elliott Road Parcel Number 2, LLC, the successor in ownership to NKS Group 3 Limited Partnership for the property located on the northwest corner of Elliott Road and State Route 202. Item 6B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Loop 202 and Elliott Road Parcel Number 2, LLC, relating to property located on the northwest corner of Elliott Road and State Route 202 for the purpose of opting in to the Elliott Road Technology Corridor Zoning Overlay. Items 7A to 7C are resolutions relating to the property at the southwest corner of Main Street in South Pomeroy and 34 South Pomeroy. Item 7A, act on vacating a portion of South Pomeroy right-of-way between Main Street and First Avenue to facilitate the development of a mixed-use project, The Grid, on city-owned property for a residential and commercial development. Item 7B, act on approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a second amendment to the lease agreement with option to purchase with Benedictine University for city-owned property generally located at 225 East Main Street. Item 7C, act on approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement, ground and air lease, and license agreement with 3W Management for the development of commercial, residential, and public improvements on city-owned property generally located at the southwest corner of Main Street in South Pomeroy and 34 South Pomeroy, and granting option rights to allow for the sale of certain city-owned real property and air rights that are part of the development. Item 8A, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00158, 3700 block of East McKellips Road, located east of Val Vista Drive on the south side of McKellips Road, rezone and site plan review for development of an 11-lot single residence subdivision. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat, 6755 Superstition Springs subdivision plat, the 6700 block of East Superstition Springs Boulevard. This is located west of the southwest corner of Power Road and Superstition Springs Boulevard. And then item 9B, act on subdivision plat, Eastmark Development Unit 5 and 6, south parcels 6-4 to 6-6, 6-9, and 6-17. The 4100 to 4300 blocks of South Evertson Terrace on the east side. This is located south and west of the southwest corner of Elliott and Signal Butte Roads. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, has there been any request to speak on any item on the consent agenda? Okay, that being the case, I see that Mr. Luna has made a motion, seconded by Mr. Thompson. Please vote. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting consent agenda, with Mr. Glover being absent. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I see we have two cards. Are there any additional cards? Okay. I'll invite these individuals forward to speak then. And I'll just remind you that you need to state your name, and you'll have 3 minutes to speak to the council. The first is Mr. Steve Hessler.
Hi, I'm Steve Hessler, 1436 West Jerome, Mesa resident for 40 years. Good evening, Mayor, Council, and staff. I'm part of a group called Keeping Mesa Great, and I've met with some of the councilmen and even communicated with some of the staff. So this afternoon, I shared a list of questions that are long-term questions I'd like to see the council address. I apologize. I had technical problems. I apologize for some of the editing, but I stand by the content. I still think they're important questions. I've got a financial background and enough math that got me to the point where we at least got, we'd get full credit for a problem just for defining a problem, extra credit if we could actually solve it. This is before they had computers that could do this stuff quickly. But one joke I take away from that time is the story of a room where there's a bucket of sand and a fire. A physicist walks into the room and just sits on the bucket of sand and observes the fire. The engineer does the practical thing, takes the bucket of sand and puts the fire out. The mathematician looks at the bucket of sand, says this problem is solvable. So that's a lot. What first thing we have to do is say, is a problem solvable? And if so, what are the priorities? Every organization has a responsibility to be, you know, be fiscally sustainable. And looking at Mesa's bond rating, I think we're a little deficient in that area. And I'm a limited government constitutional conservative who believes what our founding fathers believe, that the first role of government is to protect the rights of its citizens and property, which puts public safety at a on a priority among other issues. So I'm sure as we follow this budget process, there's going to be a parade of presentations and fancy graphs and everything showing how we can spend the $1.7 billion in operating expenses in capital. And as we do that, and I'm sure there's many fine projects there, and I'm sure the council has the, I've looked at resumes, the council and staff has the ability to solve these problems, but whether they choose to solve the problem remains to be seen, and hopefully we'll get some answers on that in the next year. So I would just like to end this by saying I hope you give those questions serious consideration. We've given you a year to think about these things. We'll have follow-up questions and everything like that. And as we go through that process, hopefully the citizens will be presented with the total cost of these projects, total long-term projects, cost of these projects. And I hope it gets serious consideration. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Hessler. We look forward to working with you. The next individual is Joanne Jolie. Excuse me, Joanne. Welcome.
Thank you, Mayor Giles and the council. I'm Joanne Jolie. I'm here today with my husband, Bill Jaffa, who used to sit up there on that council. In fact, baby, why don't you come and stand up here with me? I mean, Bill, not baby. Okay, then. On October 21st of this year, I performed a concert at the Mesa Arts Center. It was a benefit concert for our charitable organization that Bill and I founded. We provide free music lessons to the children in the community and underprivileged seniors. We rented the Piper Theater and we informed the administrators that we would have a couple of our board members with concealed weapons for protection. We were told we could not bring our weapons, and after discussions with the staff, we learned that, in fact, there were no armed personnel at all on the premises. So after discussions with the staff, with security, with one of the police commanders on the Mesa Police Force, the bottom line is that anybody can walk into the Mesa Arts Center to a packed theater, open fire, and cause carnage before the police can even get there. Now, I know that you're fully aware that live concerts are becoming an increasing risk to public safety. This year, we've seen concert massacres and bombings in New York, at the Ariana Grande concert, in Paris, Las Vegas. Only 2 months ago, three men were arrested in New York with plans to attack concert venues, and the Las Vegas shooter had scouted out the Boston Arts Center as a possible target. Until 2 weeks ago, the safest place in America was the First Baptist Church in a tiny little town in Texas. And there is no longer a safe place anywhere in America where people can gather together. So as concerned citizens, we're asking Mesa to consider adopting an open carry law and to revisit its security position with regards to places like the Mesa Arts Center, where patrons do deserve to have the best protection. Someone said that the best way to stop a bad man with a gun is a good man with a gun. And that's something that Bill and I both feel very strongly about. I did notice, I will say, that on the way in here, there was great security to walk in. And I think that at the very least, the Mesa Arts Center should consider having that level of security for its patrons Did you want to add anything?
I think you've said it all. Said
okay.
It very well.
Thank you, with the greatest respect.
Thank you, and it's good to see Bill back in the chat. We served together on the council many years ago. Thank you very much. I just need to remind that because this is not on our agenda, we can't respond in any meaningful way to the issues that you've raised, but appreciate you raising them and assure you that it will be the topic of discussion. Council, there's nothing else. Is there a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.